from our New York studios up in Harlem. Say good morning, Orlando, to Jackie Reed.
Good morning, Orlando. Some dedicated folks there. I heard about y'all.
Yes, yes.
Well, Tom, welcome back. And hello, Sybil and Jay. Listen, Jane Elliott was my guest on Inside Her Story last Friday, Tom, but we had some technical difficulties and the call dropped. But we wanted to make sure to have her back to continue that conversation. For those who don't know, Jane Elliott is a white woman who has been fighting racism since the day after the death of Martin Luther King Jr. She is famously known, Tom, for the blue eye, black eye exercise with her third grade class back in the late 1960s. Now, based on the color of their eyes, she divided students into two groups, the oppressed and the oppressors, so that the all-white class could understand what it was like to be black in the United States. Now, Tom, Jane has been conducting that exercise with people of all ages for years and giving speeches in an effort to teach lessons about racism. And this morning, I'm going inside her story once again with Jane Elliott to get her thoughts on the state of race, given all that's going on in our country right now. Good morning, Jane, and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for calling again.
Well, I have to ask you something that was said this weekend by former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. He said that Black Lives Matter is a race.
You really oughtn't to give him any airtime.
I know, but I think, unfortunately, Jane, there are a lot of people out there who believe what he's saying specifically about Black Lives Matter, and that is that the group is a racist concept and organization. And I'd just like you to speak on that, because I know it's a very passionate point with African Americans. Can you just talk about that to people who believe that?
Well, he says that these things wouldn't be happening. Black Lives Matter wouldn't be happening if people of color would raise their children better. I am so offended by that whole thing. Black Lives Matter, and you need to remember that Frederick Douglass said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. He was absolutely right, and he predicted in 1857 what is happening in this country today. Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, he said, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them, and these will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. We will never stop this racism until people who care about the rest of the human beings on this earth stand up and say no more. We've had enough. This has gone far enough.
Well, you know what's interesting, Jane? I went to work, last week after the two shootings, and I work for a television show, and I'm the only African American on my staff, and really, aside from one person, no one really said anything about the shootings and what was happening, and that
really?
Made it even more that made it even more difficult for me. You know, what's going on with white people when it comes to things like this? Is it that because they agree that black people are the problem, or they just don't know what to say, or that do they just not realize that this is happening?
They don't care. You have to understand that they don't care. We have been not educated but indoctrinated in this country for 500 years to the myth of race. They don't realize that every human being on the face of the earth is a member of the human race. There's only one race. But this idea came up in the 1500s of separating people according to the color of their skin. It's ridiculous. I am offended by the ignorance of racism. This makes no sense. Thinking people should read Sussman's book, The Myth of Race. If you haven't read that book, you don't understand that we have been being lied to for 500 years. It's time to reveal the lie and stop trying to live it. White people are ignorant in that they think there really is a white race. There is a white race. White is a color group. Black is a color group. Red and yellow are both color groups. They are not races. Until we stop talking about races, we will never get rid of racism.
Let me ask you this:
the human race. Every person, you are a member of my race. You and I are members of the same race. We have the same great 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 grandmother back there at the beginning of time. And white people don't know that, and nobody's going to say it because we don't know what to do with white. If our white skin doesn't make us superior to other people, then what do we have? For some people, that's all they have is the color of their skin. And they think that proves their superiority. It's a flat-out lie. People need to stop believing it.
Jane, let me ask you this. You know, you've been out there doing this exercise, giving speeches, really trying to talk to people about racism as you're doing here. Have you been able to change any minds over the years?
I can't change minds. People have to change their own minds. If people refuse, if people sit back and allow somebody else to make their decisions and to tell them what to think, then change will never happen. I can't change people's minds. People have to change their own minds. They have.
Has anyone come to you and say that they changed their minds because of what you said?
Hundreds of people, thousands of people have changed as a result of seeing the film, The Eye of the Storm, and of seeing the clips of the exercises that I've done using the blue-eyed, brown-eyed exercise.
Many is that predominantly white or black or a combination of both?
White and black and a combination. The spectrum of human beings has called me or written to me, emailed me, and said, you changed the way I live my life. You changed the way I see my world. Television is a really powerful tool for good. Unfortunately, it has proven, certainly since last July, to be a really good tool for evil, because it has been used, the media has used this, television and radio, in order to perpetuate the lie of Donald Trump and his so-called presidential
campaign. Yeah, let me ask you about Donald Trump, speaking of being on television. Do you think racism is a factor in his success?
Absolutely, it's a factor in his success. Look, racism permeates every facet of this society. Every single area of society in this country is dictated by racism.
Let me ask you this, Jane. As a white woman, why do you think this way? What changed your mind?
I'm not stupid. You can't fix stupid, but you can fix ignorance. And the solution to ignorance is education. We've got to quit allowing people to remain ignorant.
Can Rudolph Giuliani be educated?
No,
he could if he chose to be.
Hey, everybody, give Jane Elliott a hand, would you please? I mean, that was powerful. That was powerful.
She's a powerful gift. JaneElliott.com is the website, correct, Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
Good job, Jackie.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, Orlando, for coming out this morning. Thank you, Jane.
All right.